Well, I'm gonna go put my dentures on ice and head out. I don't know if that's what the old
people
say.
If you add a little spearmint and essential oil in there, you know, next time you put it in there, next time you put your dentures in, it'll be all nice and cool and fresh.
Yeah, and you'll get younger.
Yeah.
Essential oils are fake. They're a scam.
Yeah.
So, it probably does taste good on your dentures. I could see how.
I read something the other day that said essential oils are not essential in the fact that, like, they're essential to anything. It's that it's the essence of something. So it's essential in that way.
They're essential
the essence of orange or whatever.
In anything that you need to be a placebo. That's where they're essential.
They smell good, though.
They do.
I don't know if they actually have any effect that people think they do, but
I don't think so.
I think they can, like, if you say you were, like, use a certain kind to like something like aloe vera reduces inflammation and stuff like that. I think if you were to use it as something like something maybe topical, it might work.
When Kelsey was my intern at church, like, she had this little diffuser and she, I think it was like lavender or something. I can't see better. I couldn't smell. I don't know.
I don't think it's,
I didn't feel less anxious.
Your blindness.
So yeah, it didn't do anything for me, not to say that it won't. So I don't know. Who knows? I might've grown another organ I don't know about.
The essential organ.
I'm actually using my appendix. So anyway, all right.
That's impressive.
Red alert! All hands to battle stations!
Welcome to the Interrupting Podcast!
I know Kung Fu.
My skull's on fire, but I'm good.
And now, here are Blindy and the Beard.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I heard all of that, by the way. It sounds terrible.
You can't use the mic on your headset?
No. Well, there's like wires for it, but I don't. I think they're at church, which is not helpful at all. I'm using this high quality Guitar Hero mic.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Man, what a time.
Wish I had a stand or whatever. They tried to bring it back, I think, with like when the last generation of consoles came out, but it didn't work.
That's a very long cord.
It's ridiculous.
I guess it's for standing across the room from your Xbox, but
that's right.
So are you going to get the new Xbox?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know when, though. I don't know if I'll get it like this time or at. So they're doing like GameStop's doing payment plans on them.
Well, yeah, because they're like $600, aren't they?
Well, it depends on which one you get. So they have like two different versions of each new system. So, like, if you don't have a 4K TV, you can get, like, a souped-down version that's not, like, 4K. It's not, like, as powerful as the other one, but it still has, like, really good graphics and will work with, like, a regular TV. So, I'm probably going to look at getting that one. I don't know if I'll ever get a 4K TV or when I will, but...
Well, we were kind of forced... Actually, they're really not. The one that we bought was 4K. It was only like $600. We were forced to buy it because Harvey decided he wanted to throw something at the other one and busted it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, 4K TVs. Happens. I mean, I'm sure it's not like the latest technology that has just come out, but
no, I mean, not at all. But I mean, to me, like the, you know, the, like having two different versions is, I think that's great. Cause one will be, I can't remember how much cheaper, but it's substantially cheaper.
I wonder if it's going to basically be comparable to what they cost now. So like $300.
Yeah.
And then you have like the pro version or whatever. That's
yeah. I mean, and one is like half of them. You don't even need half the stuff. So I don't know. I just didn't want to, I'll take a look at them. Cause it's not like the more expensive one is going to look, but I looked at them and I can't remember offhand like the difference, but I didn't feel like I would miss anything. You know, I can only see so well anyway. So I was like, hey, that's a good option.
Yeah.
Getting one that I'll still be impressed with. So, and I guess they're like all digital now too. So
they're special.
Yeah. Well, apparently the new PlayStation's like the biggest system that has ever existed. Like,
they bring it in on flatbed or something.
It's like 18 inches high. I mean, it's
yikes.
Really? Yeah. And they both like stand. So
where are you supposed to put it?
I have no idea. I mean, cause the Xbox is literally, it looks like a giant rectangle. I mean,
it's like a trash can.
Yeah. It's a huge, I should have probably done that in 3D, whatever rectangle, like a, what are they in 3D? I guess they're still rectangles.
Technically, yeah, so. Anything you do is in 3D, right?
Yeah. So that's,
I mean, I guess maybe video isn't exactly 3D, but
no, but yeah. Anyway, they're, I don't know. I was like, I touched base with some of the youth kids just to see what they're getting. And it seemed like most of them are, a lot of them are PlayStation. And then there's a few of us that are like Xbox fanatics. And so a few of us, I've got, I mean, an Xbox like me 360 and Chet.
If anybody wants it, you know.
Oh, really?
We're on the cutting edge.
Mine red ringed. So,
oh, no.
360. Yeah, that's why I ended up getting an Xbox One. But I got them like, I don't know. It was probably like the year after they came out. And of course, then after that, they like made them so much better and smaller. So,
yeah.
And mine screeches. There's nothing I can do about it. It's some electrical issue that they have. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Sounds like the most annoying sound in the world.
Yes. They have this like electrical issue or something that like it can resolve if you plug in the Kinect. Because basically it's like the machine is putting out more energy than is being used. So you have to like plug in more stuff to use the energy to get it to not make that noise, which seems like a design flaw.
That's somebody didn't think that one through.
They didn't at all. And not to mention that, you know, developers decided not to use a Kinect for video games. So it's that was a big disaster. So yeah. There's the Kinect came out on the Xbox One, but developers felt like it was too much of a hassle to use it. So they just didn't.
That was a really cool idea.
Yeah.
It was a really cool idea. They had a bunch of games for it. In fact, when I got the Kinect, I think I got it for Christmas one year, and there's this, I don't know, like a spaghetti Western game that came with it.
Yeah.
Where you're like pew, 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 pew. And it was really fun to play because you like walked around in this little I guess it was like a skeleton or something. I don't know. Anyway, it's been a while since I played it, but you would just walk around and you would, you know, move your hands to shoot, and then you would like jump, and it was kind of fun to play.
I don't like doing all that. I'm not into the interactive games.
I think that was the major problem with it, is that most gamers don't want to do all the work.
I'm not paying them to make me move.
Yeah.
I don't want to move around a lot. I don't mind some of that stuff, but then like, even like visually, it can be difficult if you've got to like stand farther back. And then I don't know. Like, some of the games are cool because we had like a dance game that was kind of cool that we used, but I felt like the Nintendo did that so much better than Xbox anyway. And then like the other thing you could use it for, like on Xbox with the One, is it like would turn on when it saw your face.
Yeah.
And then like log in for you. That was like a security measure. So you wouldn't have to like sign into your account.
That was kind of annoying though.
It is annoying because if Dylan was in the room, it would turn on and log in. you know. So I was I guess he's my kid.
We had it where, you know, it had like vocal, like voice recognition or whatever. Yeah. And so we would use it to change the channel or something like that. And basically what would happen is we would just wind up yelling at the thing.
Yeah.
Like Xbox, switch to Netflix. And it would just like completely ignore us. And so then we would just start yelling things at it, and it wouldn't do anything. So we would just get mad. So we took it off.
Well, then they changed it to, what was it? Cortana. So you had to start saying like, "Hey, Cortana, do such and such," and it would never work.
I mean, really, Siri really ruined it.
Well, Siri doesn't work. Yeah.
Because everybody wants to have their cool AI name. So there's Alexa, which, all right. And then now Cortana, which I think Cortana is cooler than Alexa. I mean, at least they were creative with it. Alexa just seems, especially because there's people named Alexa. I'm sure there might be some at this point be named Cortana or Siri.
Yeah.
But
well, they just weren't helpful. Like
if you have somebody named Alexa and they're, you know, screaming across the house at somebody, you know, wind up asking Amazon a bunch of questions.
So it's cool if you're like a streamer, like Cortana was, because you could be like, "Hey, Cortana, record that," and it would do like it would go back 15 seconds in your game or whatever you set it to, and record a game clip. But I like if you forget the commands, it's more of a pain, and then it'll like just randomly come on, like, you know, and you're like, "I didn't say anything." There was a game that was cool, that was really cool with it. Now, I didn't use the feature because, like, I have kids, but there was this Alien Isolation game, which was really cool. It was this first-person game, and pretty much it's like the Alien series, but you don't have weapons, so you're basically trying to move your way through this compound, and you have to be quiet because there's aliens, like, in the vents, and you can hear it around you and stuff. It's really cool if you play it with headphones. But it freaks you out because you can hear it breathing, and then you have to like be aware of vents and all this stuff where you can see drool and stuff. But like you could turn the Kinect on, and so if you made any noise in your actual room, like breathing or anything, it would hear you and like pop out and stuff. I was freaked out enough game.
That's the thing, is like I feel like there were some cool opportunities with Kinect, but it didn't really hit where it needed to hit.
Well, it didn't like,
and then now stuff like the little, you know, I guess virtual reality games where you have the thing on your face and you're,
yeah,
those are crazy.
Those are pretty cool. Like I've been actually follow these guys on TikTok that do them, and they're pretty hilarious. I need to share it with you.
I don't think we're allowed to say TikTok anymore.
Oh, are we not?
I don't know.
Oops.
Are we?
Probably. I think it's fine. I'm sure Microsoft's going to buy them, or someone will. But yeah, I follow these guys and they play all these games and it's hysterical. Just like the stuff you can do and like all the, you know, they test the limits of everything. And, so it's kind of cool, but yeah, Kinect totally had that potential, but they blew it like the NBA 2K games that could do like facial recognition, but it would like, it would make monsters. I would try.
What would it do if you're already a monster?
So people would like realize that it would just render horribly. And I think, I can't remember how people figured it out, but like some dude had like a cat or something in his picture and it like rendered the cat. So people were like making these like animal creatures that were just horrifying. Like it was, look it up. It was lizard people. Yeah. It was really bad. And it was really insulting because like my characters would always give me this like massive nose, which I get it, it's accurate. So I was like, it looks like me, but the nose
just highlights
huge.
Your largest flaw on your face.
Yeah. It'd be like, turn your face and stuff. And yeah, it was good for insecurity. If you were like, hey, what should I be insecure about?
Here's a Steve Carell nose.
Yeah. So yeah.
Steve Harvey teeth.
Yeah. it was pretty cool, but I think developers just felt like it was kind of useless. I think I think some people try to incorporate stuff, but it was pretty much like the Wii U when developers were like, this is a waste of time. Why would we use this?
I wonder how difficult it is to develop a game for Kinect, because maybe it was just the difficulty of trying to get everything to work and recognize stuff.
Yeah.
That was the problem. I'm curious as to what the actual problems with it was, because.
Well, it can only do like so much.
It had to have been difficult. It had to have been difficult, or else developers would have made more games for it.
Yeah, I think that it was like, I mean, too, if you're trying to play like a, I don't know, like a first-person shooter game, I could see that being like a problem. You know, with like if you have to, if the aim is off or whatever, based on what you're doing, sometimes it's like just more difficult to play. And I don't know. I think gamers that like go for like they're competitive don't want to use that stuff, just because you want a controller and you want to determine like how good you are at a game, not based on what some camera sees and may not see.
You know, I'm kind of, Riley's kind of getting into her friends all play Minecraft and stuff like that.
I can't do it.
Whoever made that game is a genius.
No, they are. And it's really cool. And I've played it like with Dylan and stuff, but I can't get into it. Cause it's like, I don't know. Like, okay. I feel like Xbox is like inundated with, which is cool. They've got like a ton of indie games.
Yeah.
Cause you find a lot, like Portal was like a diamond in the rough, and you find like a ton of those that are really good, but a lot of them are like these old school pixelated games. And I don't get it. Like why? We don't need that. Like, we have really great graphics. Like, we have this amazing machine in the Xbox, and like, we're just gonna make pixels.
Well, I mean, that's the genius behind it, though, is that it took something that was fairly, I would say, fairly easy to render, and just made it super popular. So it's probably really, it's probably relatively easy. I mean, it couldn't have been easy to code that whole thing, but
no,
easy to render the whole thing, because it's only a certain amount of colors and,
well, you know, pixels. I don't know. I just like, I feel like games progressed, and I want like an intensely graphic game that's, you know, I can get into, rather than, but there have been like some,
you want to feel like you're being games. Attacked by zombies.
Yes. Yeah. Like the like a Dying Light game. That game is incredible. But like
the first Silent Hill game, that's terrified me.
Dude.
Turn off the little bing, bing, bing. Turn off the little thing, and you just wait for something crazy to happen.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea when things are coming out.
Did you ever play Left 4 Dead at all?
No.
That was cool, because it was a zombie game, and it was just like that. It was like, I think it was up to 4 players. We used to play it all the time. But you could never get used to it, because the game would adapt to your play style, and all of the encounters were random, which is most games now are pretty random in how they do that. But like, so you would hear like this like scream in the distance, which was like this horde call, so you knew a horde was coming, but you could never like get a strategy together for it. It was just like, it would never be the same twice. And it was pretty amazing. So, and you know, it would realize if you were like sniping, it would start sending like, you know, close up enemies and stuff in. It was crazy. But
it's
pretty
impressive how they've come across, like they've come from making a relatively predictable pattern like Donkey Kong to being really almost completely random. I mean, I know I know it's likely that it's not actually random, because that's,
I saw something on that, like I actually saw a video of that somebody was like explaining like, hey, here's why it's not random. It's like, it makes it look random, but it said like all the AI is doing is finding the easiest path to you. So like that makes it totally look random, because it may do something different depending on where you are. But you know, he was like showing these examples, if he stood in like different spots, how they would like, you know, flood in. So it's like path of least resistance, which is cool. But I guess it was like the way they figured that out, I think, was like some sort of accident, along the line, like developers, you know, kind of stumbled on this of like, oh my gosh, hey, like it can totally look random if we do this. you know, put certain obstacles in the way, the monsters will have to move. So it's kind of cool. So yeah, I don't know like the math behind how random it is, but it definitely seems like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing is it's really hard to do random numbers. It's because it's not, none of it's really random. It's just they it's like a large,
because if you could
really
code,
large number,
if you could code do whatever and be totally aware, then we'd have, you know, Skynet. Yes. So
I'm gonna try that tomorrow.
Yeah, just have fun, do whatever. Yeah. So yeah, there, because there are those like kind of those crazy restrictions on stuff, but I mean, yeah. So it's like the more random it is probably, and you would know this better, but like the more random it is, seems like the more coding it would take to make it look that way.
Well, it kind of depends, because one thing is that coding is more of like a gradual process. So it's, you come up with the minimum viable product. So you're just getting the thing to work. And then you come back later and you, it's kind of like an iterations.
And so I've seen that happen so many times.
Eventually, yeah. So, I mean, you just get it to work first, and then you come back and refine it and refine it and refine it.
The developers that have really bad games, you know, that they're just, they just do that first step. They're like,
yeah,
let's release this,
yeah,
and we can fix it later.
What was that game that everybody was really mad about? It was like a year ago, maybe.
Oh, Fallout 76.
I wonder if it's that. Yeah, I think that's the
dude, that was just garbage.
They put out like three quarters of a game, and then
I actually got in on the beta for that, for the, it was like a month, so they gave, you know, some people this beta stuff so we could like go in and mess around with it. So people expected it like, okay, yeah, it's not going to be great, there's going to be bugs, that's what we're in here for. But
don't they have game testers to actually do that before the beta test?
You know what? I think that they found like it's way easier to just let people do it for free. Like, be like, hey, well,
it's
let
a
you
lot
in
cheaper.
Early, I feel. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, yeah. I was watching some video for school today on like the difference between Encarta and Wikipedia. And it was just like Microsoft was paying all of these people to write and edit articles, paying management and all this stuff. And then Wikipedia comes in and they're like, yeah, it's going to be free. People are just going to do it because they want to. It's kind of like, it's kind of like that. I think like you invite people in and, you know, it's great. And then that way you can actually go through and check people's gamer scores and like games that they play to like determine like, hey, they'd be perfect for this beta. But yeah, 76, it was like, it was too little too late. And then the fixes that they did, like I'm a huge Fallout fan and I was, I got into it, but it was like multiplayer and I'm a single player fan. Like I'm just not good in a multiplayer experience. I panic. But it wasn't that bad because they were like, well, we'll have like, you'll only be on a server, like a map with 10 other people. So the odds of you running into them are actually, they'll be small, like, and you'll just be passing. So that was kind of true. And I liked that. But like, sometimes you get people that just were like, I'm going to follow you and anyway, and stuff. So, but that was okay. And then people
severely have underestimated the gamers in that community.
I think they did. Yeah. Cause people were just like, I'm just going to go around and like kill all these other 10 people on this map and stuff. And so that could be like crazy. So there was like some PvP stuff, I don't know. I didn't have a huge problem with that. And the other thing was like, it was desolate. Like they made it, it didn't have any like NPC characters at all. Like the stuff you were listening to were like recordings of like people that had died and stuff like that. So that was like kind of progressing the story and people hated that, which I kind of liked it. I'm like, this is totally post-apocalyptic. I feel alone. That's great. You know, but anyway, so they went back after like years and years of people complaining, they went back and added NPCs, actually played it probably a few weeks ago. I kind of played through it, but it was kind of too little too late. And I don't know. They didn't do much to fix it. And like people were just complaining the whole time. And then they're like, hey, cause I bought the game and the season pass to get like everything included. But they were like, here's what we're going to do to fix it. So the fans won't be upset, because when you have a server with like a ton of people on it, like we couldn't store all the stuff you could in the previous games. Like you could just have piles of junk to like build stuff with. Well, you couldn't, there was a limit. Well, people like initially figured out how to like cheat that, and like so servers started shutting down because you'd have a guy that was like doing stuff he shouldn't be able to do, like carrying all this stuff. Anyway, so they
as one of everything.
Yeah, they went back and they were like, okay, well, we'll make it a single player game, but you have to pay for it monthly to have your own private server. It was an insult after a while. And
it sounds like they had a whole, like their entire company was in like brand new.
Yeah, which is sad because
they had never made a game ever before.
Well, it's funny because the people that like, there are like two different groups that make Fallout, that have made Fallout games. So there was like, you know, the most popular one was like, I think Fallout Vegas or whatever. And that was made by a whole different company than who made 76. And so you could tell, I don't know. It's all about like so many games are like, it's about money now. Like it's crazy because if you look at like world economies, like games are on world economies now because it's, you know,
well, yeah,
how it is. But
because it's a career now, people play video games for a living.
And you trade actual money, and stuff. So like you'll see a game that's like free, but then you have to look for like, are there microtransactions? Because then you know it's going to be an uneven game. Like
so
there's going to be players
with EA on it.
Yeah, pretty much. So you have like players, basically you like pay to get good. So, you know, if you have somebody that wants to come in and actually earn stuff, like rank up and stuff, you just end up getting pummeled by the players that like bought everything.
That sounds like cell phone games, pay to play cell phone games where like, so I played, what was that, Game of War or something like that?
Yes.
So I played that game for a while. Just, I wasn't spending any money on it. I was like, I'm not going to spend money. But, you know, I played and played and played and like leveled up and stuff. You could play it for free, but then you come through and there's like essentially gangs of these players who would just buy their way to the top. Like the top level was like 50 or something. So they would buy themselves up to 50 and buy everything they possibly could. They would just spend thousands and thousands of dollars on it. And it's like, well, yeah, you can play for free, but there's no way you're going to compete with any of that.
And you're not. And like, so you
even
have some games
to level 50,
you have some games that like require you to make microtransactions to like do them. Like Star Trek Online, I go back and forth on playing it. I play it every now and then for like a few months. And stuff, but it's all, a lot of it's microtransaction. Like if you want better ships and stuff or whatever, like you have to actually pay money for them because there's
crazy.
No way to like earn stuff enough in the game. So it's like the exchange rate that you like get to lithium ore. It's like the exchange rate for like gold in that is just like, you need like billions of dilithium to get like 5 gold, you know, and then ships are like a couple thousand, you know, so it's like, I'm just going to buy them. And they know that, like people go and they buy stuff. It's, I don't know, that stuff's ridiculous. And that's why like games like World of Warcraft, like you can actually pay people to like log on and farm for you, or you'd have hackers that would go in and like eliminate, you know, like take people's stuff and like sell it. And it's just ridiculous stuff. Like it,
see, that kind of stuff makes it not that fun for me.
I don't see how it's fun if you buy everything. Like, what's fun about playing the game after that? Like, I want to go through and earn it and like take the time.
Because it's fun to be the number one, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and now too, like so many games are like massive, you know, online or not online. Sorry, they're these like massive open world games. That's like the standard now. And they can get exhausting if stuff is like, you have to grind for everything.
Yeah.
So I didn't like the last Assassin's Creed because it was just massive online game, or not online, sorry. It was online, but it's this like massive game that was just, it was so tedious that, you know, because I'm like, I want to complete everything. And then, so I've had to like play it in like small bits. And of course, like I haven't finished it and the new one's coming out next month. So it's like, well, you know, it, when you have 3 years on a game and it you're still not like completed. So it's a problem, but I don't want short games either. I just want them to know what I want all the time.
They need to make games specifically for you.
Exactly. That's I don't know. Like
I don't think I've ever actually completed any games. Like got it to 100%. I mean, I've played through to the end of a game.
Yeah.
But I have not completed.
I don't know what it
100%.
Is. I'm always like, I like this game. So, you know, even if I beat it, I'm going to go back and 100% it. And I just, the second I beat it, I'm like, delete. I'm done. Like,
yeah, like Borderlands. Like there's side quests and stuff you can do.
Yeah.
But it's like once you play to the end, I'm like,
yeah, I'm not going to go back and do this quest I didn't do.
Yeah, I'll just wait for the next game to come out and then I'll just play through that one.
That's like how Assassin's Creed was. Like basically, like the last one was in Greece, which was really cool. It was really pretty and stuff, and you sail everywhere. And they had like billions of side quests, but they also had like, I think it was like four or five main stories. So, which was cool because you could get like a bunch of different endings when you completed each of those storylines. And that was cool. But like the side quests, it was like after a while, it's like, there's no way I can do this. Like it's so big. There's like, you would just get exhausted and it would feel like pointless that you're doing like a side quest. But yeah, I
mean, real life was exhausting enough.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be exhausted in Greece. I mean, I guess it's better than being exhausted. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool, but it was like, you know, you would level up and you would get like additional skills, but it wasn't like an MMO. So it wasn't like you were playing with other people that you had to like, you know, make sure you had the best gear for.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I, you know, as somebody that played like World of Warcraft and stuff, there is like something that's fun about a grind or like leveling up and like doing it as a team and stuff. But I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's a balance.
Fully simulate real life. Like,
yeah, there's that balance between being so hard that it's annoying because you can't ever win and so easy that you just wipe right through it.
Oh yeah. Like, oh gosh, No Man's Sky. I think I was telling you about this game, but it's like the biggest game that's ever been made. You know, it's like, what is it? This game that's this massive universe that has like four quintillion planets in it. And, like, you know, pretty much all of the planets I'd been on, like I had discovered, and I was not new to the game. Like this was just a few months ago. Like no one else had discovered them. And there's like so many people playing this game. So it shows you like how far apart, like the odds of you running into somebody else were like minute.
That's crazy. And,
yeah. Oh, it was crazy. And like, it was like real time space flight. So like, you know, you could warp to a planet, but like, if you saw one in the distance and you were just kind of like cruising to it, it would be like, hey, you'll be there in 4 hours. And that was like the closest planet that was to you. So it was like, I don't know. It was really cool. And it was like, you had to like go through and like learn different languages to talk to aliens. Like it was really well done. You'd like go on planets and mine minerals and stuff like that, so you can improve your ship and like your engine capabilities and stuff. But like, it would be so hard to get like the warp stream engine fuel that you could go, like you could pretty much travel around a galaxy easy, but like getting outside of it, if you had to travel to like other galaxies, like getting that fuel was like so hard to do. And it was like people literally have like gotten stranded in the game and quit because they, you know, they ran out of fuel and you were just stuck. Like there's nothing you could do. So it was, I mean, there's actually like a group of people that goes around, like it's their job to like rescue people. So
if you get stranded, you just
start over.
Can't play it again, or do you have to?
I mean, you could, I guess you could start over. And so there was a guy that like
take off your space helmet.
Yeah. There was a guy that he went like as far as he could on this map. He wanted to just see like, he wanted to reach the edge of the map. And so he went as far as he could. And I forget how long it took him. It took him like months, I guess, to like get as far as he did. And then he just ran out of fuel, like, and was stuck. So like some guys like came out, rescued him. Cause you can get like freighters and stuff, like pack fuel and stuff. And so these guys like ended up coming out to rescue him, but like he was just stranded. Like there's nothing you could do. And he wasn't anywhere near close to the edge of the map. I looked up like the amount on this. Like even if you're on the map screen to like zoom out, you have to do it like you can't even see the edge of the map if you zoom out. So like on the map screen,
computing power that takes, because
I've wondered that, and it seemed like, because it wasn't like, I want to say it was probably like, it wasn't like graphically intense or anything, but I mean, the graphics were pretty good, but it wasn't, and it didn't take a lot as far as like a lot of space on my hard drive. I think it was like,
well, I mean, just the computing like 12 power gigs, maybe, to be able to host that entire world.
Yeah.
That many different planets, there has to be.
Well, so they're all like, they're all kind of randomly generated, but they all have like similarities and stuff.
That's impressive.
So it's, you know, you go on, like, the goal is to like find a planet that you can have a base on that's not like super hazardous. But doing that's like hard because the like good planets are, they're hard to find and stuff anyway. But I don't know. It was a neat concept, but like after a while, like things can be so big that you just lose interest. You're like, I'm just never gonna,
this is just too much.
I'm never gonna be able to do all of this and see all of it, you know? So like I ended up like landing on a few planets and walking around and stuff, but you know, when everything's like real time, even walking, it's like, you know,
it's gonna take like 4 days for me just to walk across this planet.
Yeah, I need copper ore, or I could just go back and play another game that I like. So
do like Homer Simpson and set one of those little birds up that taps the key.
I should, yeah, that'd be good. But then you'd have to walk back, so it was kind of tedious. But anyway, yeah. So I don't know. And then it seems like no games are even like single player anymore.
That's one thing that is kind of weird, is that everything is mostly online gaming now, with you're fighting other people who are playing. But
yeah,
well, like stuff like GoldenEye that you would like run around and you know, you'd play this, or
yeah,
or like Doom or Wolfenstein or something like that.
Which, yeah, Doom is still great. They just had another one that came out, I want to say it was this year. Anyway, like I always get the Doom games like right when they come out, because I've loved it forever. But you know, it's amazing, because even like, okay, so Assassin's Creed is like, you have to be online to play it. So it's not, you know, they don't even have games that you can just like turn on without an internet connection, you know, because they all like, hey, you've got to be on this server because we want to send, you know, I don't, they call it like a community, even like in Assassin's Creed, like, because you can like see certain things, like you can see other players that have done challenges and what they've done. I don't know. It just seems weird to me that it's like, can I just play a game that's like detached from, maybe it makes it easier to update, like to send out updates. I don't know.
Yeah, but not having the option to play a single player game is kind of annoying to me. Like,
it is.
Like Grand Theft Auto 5 was like that, but you could you could play it, the online community was really big after a while.
Yeah,
and it was fun to play online, but it was also a great single player game.
Yeah,
so that, I don't know why you wouldn't just have the option to do it either way.
Yeah, I think that like it just seems weird. Like, I do love seeing like single player games specifically. I mean, and it seems like that like people are nostalgic for them, because they're doing all these like remasters of old games where they like look awesome now and stuff, and people are like flocking to them.
Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Yeah. I might get that at some point.
I don't have a good enough system to buy it.
Yeah.
Cuz I don't think they sell it for Xbox.
And I played so much of the old one that I was like, I don't know if I get this game, if it's going to like, I was like, I probably get bored with it cuz it just looks better, but I've already done all of this. But it is kind of a cool thing to go back to. But like, why aren't developers looking at that stuff that were like, hey, remember the old games? Like, those were good too.
Yeah.
So why don't we make single player games that like people can still get into, that don't have to be online all the time? Cause it's like,
I just want NBA Jam to come back out.
Yeah, dude, that was great. I saw that.
I love that game. That's like my favorite game.
Arcade maybe last year, I think. And me and my brother played it, and it was great.
I think I've got it on Xbox.
Oh, dude, yeah. I haven't
played it in a while. And
being able to dunk from half court, that was
like phenomenal. Big head mode and
yes,
and, big, yeah. I think they had like this may not have been NBA Jam, but one of them had, I think you could play as Mortal Kombat characters or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they had a bunch of like those, I guess, silly little modes that you could put, you could have like Beastie Boys as your players, or
yeah, like customized, you know, things
as classic, like Jordan and Pippen or something like that. Like that was my all time favorite game that, if I could have the arcade version of it in my house, I would be like,
dude, yeah. I would buy the Bulls all the time. It was like Rodman and, you know.
Yeah.
That was like the greatest team combo, and it was like great. I don't know. Games have gotten so intense. Like I just, you know, I was in the mood for a racing game the other day. So I have this, you know, Xbox, the Game Pass. You can like, you pay every month like $10 to get like a bunch of different games. Yeah. For free or whatever, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get like a Formula One game. Like, you actually have to be a Formula One driver to even understand that game, because I was like, what do all these things do? It was like, oh, remember to do this with your pitch, and you know, when you're doing these qualifying laps, you know, make sure that you're adjusting, blah blah. And I was like, I want to just drive the car. Like, can the game do that part? You know,
you actually have to have the F1 steering wheels with all the buttons all over it just to play the game.
To be an engineer. And I was like, I just
want to hit the gas pedal and turn the, you know,
and there are still sticks. Yeah, there's still like some games too that are like, you know, kind of the world, because I played World of Warcraft for years, like I do get the games of like if items are a certain color and stuff like that. But even at the end of the day, I'm like, can you just tell me if this sword is better than that one? Like, I don't want to do math, like just a thumbs up or thumbs down. Like, is this, you know, and it's like, well, you know, you get better crit chance at this. And anyway,
there's like a list of different attributes that you have.
There are. And then you have to go into like forums, and everyone's got a different opinion. And they're like, all right, here's how the math breaks down. It's like, I'm not an idiot. I just want to play a game. I'm trying to escape the math that I have to do in real life. Like,
yeah. It's like, can I kill more things with this?
Exactly.
Or with this?
You tell me. Like, so, you know, and then a lot of games have gotten into kind of like it's like survival mode where you have to like eat and drink, you know.
Oh my gosh.
And like your weapons break. And like,
I don't want to actually be in the game.
Yeah, I don't. It's cool. Like, I kind of get your weapons breaking because there are games and like, you know, games like Dying Light where you can get in trouble if it's like, oh, I didn't maintain my weapon and it broke and now I don't have any weapons and I'm being chased. Like, that stuff is kind of cool.
Oh, so,
but like,
you start this game out homeless.
Yeah, well, you do, really. It's just like, you're just dropped in a horde of zombies. So, you know, figure it out. So those games are kind of cool. But it's like, at the same time, it's like the recent Legend of Zelda, they totally changed it where it's like survival. So you have to like make food, and like some of that stuff's cool, but it's like everything broke in that game. And it's like, this is not how Zelda worked. Like, even the Master Sword, you'd get the Master Sword and it would break. Like,
what?
Yeah.
It's the Master Sword.
Exactly. Why would you... I was like, it's the freaking Master Sword. Like, I should be fine.
How do you guys ruin that? That's like the one thing that you just
did
have to ruin.
So you can use it. Or whatever, and it doesn't like break, but you like can't use it for like a certain amount of time, and then you can use it again. And I was like, what is this? this is Zelda. I'm not out here to cook, and you know, but I mean, there were some elements.
Why do I have
cool,
to do
but,
chores?
Yeah, the introduction of a motorcycle was pretty awesome, but other than that, like, it was, I don't know, we'll see if that gets any better. But yeah, it's
probably not.
Games have just, they've changed a lot, and I don't know if I'm getting old, but
yeah, I mean,
maybe it's like a different style of game, but
they're getting way more complicated or way not complicated, like Minecraft.
Yeah, I mean, and I do like games where, like, because a lot of newer games that are not like, they don't give you much direction. I love games like that because I do like figuring stuff out, like.
Oh, like, you know, that weird game that you played where...
Well, it's pretty much every game now, but...
Well, no, that was that one weird game that you were playing where you turned into, like, a ball of people or something.
Oh yeah,
at the end.
that one was great. That was fun. I think that was Inside. It was called Inside.
Yeah, that was weird.
They have a lot of games like that now that are like dark and.
Honestly, I like that. That game seems fun because it wasn't very complicated.
Yeah,
it was confusing at times, but like the fun kind of confusing. That's not. It's not overly complicated.
Yeah, and they don't like you start the game and it just starts and you're like, all right, well, I have to figure out like what to do. Because I do love like puzzle games. I'm playing one right now that's like a puzzle. It's really crazy. It's like really pretty, but it's kind of like a portal kind of game. But like if you fall off a ledge, like you just endlessly fall. So it's like replicated itself. So you'd be like, that's the platform I was on. That's the platform. So you can like move and you have to like use that to your advantage. Like, okay, I need to fall to get to this side or whatever. And then you can like rotate your angle to like walk on walls or the ceiling. You can kind of like rotate things and like different. Anyway, it's like really, it's an game, but it's like really well done. It's kind of like how Portal was. But yeah, so like I really do like games like that that make you think you have to like walk away from like first person shooters and stuff. But it's again, I don't know. The community,
I think
aspect,
we're getting old.
It's probably. But I mean, I do see reviews where people like the old first, like, okay, for instance, Star Wars came out with a new game recently, or a developer did, I shouldn't say, like George Lucas was like, hey, I made a game. But it's like a flying game, pretty much like flying simulator or whatever. So you're in like all these dogfights and it's multiplayer, which is kind of cool. But at the same time, I'm like, I would just love a single player. Like, could you, you know, like let's Star Fox style this.
Yeah. Bring back Star Fox. If anybody's listening who can get it done, bring back Star Fox.
I wonder if they do they have Star Fox is still on the what is it? The fighting game. What is that fighting game? I sound like I don't know video games. I
Street
feel bad.
Fighter?
No.
Marvel versus Capcom.
No, hang on. I'm gonna get it. It's gonna come. It's dang it. Oh, Smash Bros.
That's what
it's
called. Okay.
I don't know. I forgot that.
That makes more sense than what
Star
I
Fox
say.
Is on Smash Bros. So he must have new games that are out.
I want a Star Fox movie. Can you do that? They need to ruin Star Fox.
Are they going
to
talk like they used to, like in the Super Nintendo game? Yip, 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 yip.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
they almost actually they so they were going to ruin. Hang on. Here's my quotes. There we go. Ruin Sonic the Hedgehog. I think they did that on purpose to get like support because people were like, oh, Sonic looks like a weird human slash video game character, and then they
I didn't see the movie.
I don't know. I didn't either. From what I've heard, it's not like the best movie ever, but it was pretty good. And Jim Carrey was perfect.
And he usually is
as the what's his name,
Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah, Robotnik. So, but like, maybe they can pull off Star Fox. I don't know.
We could see. I wouldn't be shocked. It would probably be good. Yeah, they could do a Star Fox, but I would love to see like a Legend of Zelda movie. But see, the reason I think that they don't do that stuff is that people will just tear it up. Like, nobody's going to like it. Because, I mean, World of Warcraft had a movie and everyone hated it. Like,
it was
all right.
It was okay. But like, it wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. Like,
if you played it, it was just offensive. Like, I don't know what people thought. They were just all mad about it.
I don't think you can make anything ever at all without people being mad about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're over here trashing video games because they're too complicated.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, it's there are some that are just like are ridiculous, but that have gotten too complicated. And there's even like some puzzle games out there that, you know, after like 3 weeks being stuck on something, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like if I delete this or whatever, and you know, if you look at a guide, you're like, I never would have done that, like ever. There's not a chance that I would. My brain doesn't work that way. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just not smart in general, but I don't know, video games shouldn't be a chore. And
I don't know, people who spend their entire lives playing video games now.
You can get
writing
paid a lot
walkthroughs and stuff.
Yeah.
That if you're to like go 100% on the game, they're making walkthroughs to do that.
Yeah.
And some of those games you need to have a walkthrough or else you're,
yeah,
you're going to lose. I just
like, I hate, you know, I always get on Dylan for like looking up stuff. Cause I'm like, you know, cause he'll do it like immediately if he's stuck. I'm like, dude, stop. Like, you know, the fun in some of these like puzzle games and other stuff, like you, it's not like figuring out where stuff is, like figuring it out on your own. And so I do that all the time. Like I will be like at church on a Sunday and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I know how to do this puzzle now or whatever. And I like that. I love that stuff. And you know, but I guess like in World of Warcraft though, we did like share info because that was a big part of the community thing because nobody knew how to like do anything until somebody did it. So then,
yeah,
you know, you'd be like, hey, where do I get blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I guess that was easier. So it's probably just a different generation too of like gamers where you like can go find stuff.
I'm thinking with the advent of professional gamers, they had to make games more intense and more, and
yeah,
more complicated because people are spending their entire days playing this stuff.
Well, yeah. And like, and streamers get a ton of views. Like Dylan spends, I think probably more time watching video games than playing them. And I have to say,
I don't see the satisfaction of watching someone else play a video game.
Yeah.
Other than like, if I'm stuck on something and I need to watch something to get me like past a certain point.
I can watch like small clips, but I can't, I don't know. And there have been some like video games, like if I missed the first game or whatever, or something, and like I'm starting on the second one, I do like, I'll go to YouTube and be like, hey, like play me all the cutscenes and like have watched stuff as movies pretty much.
That's not a bad thing.
Cause then you like kind of get on, I don't know, you figure out like what you're doing. Cause if I start something and I'm like, man, there's a story that I clearly missed. That's not it. So
you're coming in like the fifth or the Assassin's Creed and you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. And I actually
are they like a coherent story together or is it all
so
separate stories?
Yes. It's like, it's interesting. Cause like at the end of the first one, it like blew my mind. And then, you know, they were following this one guy and they were all his relatives. Well, then that guy died. And so you haven't like known since he died really who you are, like who the person in the real world is. They haven't like shown that. I guess it's not as important or whatever. Yeah. Well, no, actually, I'm sorry. You have in the recent ones, you've like known the character, but it's like all of these, it's still like people diving back into their history, but now it's like, the outside thing is kind of like they're making experiences for people. So like it's a product that they can sell or whatever. But so there is like still some real world stuff, which a lot of the gaming community doesn't like that. They're still like, you get out of this animus thing and like, see like who you are. And like, I like that stuff. Cause I think that's like the cool part of the story is like what's happening outside of it. But yeah, it's been like, so they're like separate stories. Like the new one that's coming out next month is like Vikings. It's called Valhalla. I'm really excited about it.
That sounds pretty
cool. Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. So they've just been like covering different, different like ages, I guess, throughout it. But so yeah, it's like the same story. It's like Assassins versus Templar, but it's kind of like they're always trying to find stuff, like certain things. So like every game, it's like, hey, we need to find blah, blah, blah. Like the last one was like, you found Atlantis or whatever. I don't know. So they're like different elements and it's usually you're working in every game with the same like outside group of people. So I don't know, but yeah, they're not like, they're kind of loosely tied together, I guess. It's just weird, but I like them. They're pretty cool.
That's a good thing. Cause then you don't have to play all the previous ones necessarily to know what's going on in the one you're in.
Yeah. I mean, there was one that I ended up, I think it was like Assassin's Creed 3 that I didn't play. So like I did go back and like watch that one. I ended up playing it after, like a while after, or whatever, but I ended up watching that one just to like kind of catch up on the story. Cause they've had like a lot of cool characters, but people like more into who the assassin is rather than, you know, other stuff.
Whoever's playing the game.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and there was one that was like really successful that like you weren't on the, you were like with the Templar. That was kind of cool. So
flipping the script.
I think they've just done like cool stuff historically. Like you can walk around like the one Origins that was like ancient Egypt was awesome. I mean, because I love like I watched every Egypt documentary I can because I love like pyramids and all that stuff. And so it was kind of cool to be able to like walk around and crawl in pyramids.
You part of the Illuminati?
Yes. So,
you heard it here first, folks.
So anyway, that's
you Illuminati cool. John from now on.
And then like the historical stuff, because they have like a historical mode that you can turn on so you can like learn about stuff as you're walking around, which is kind of neat.
Is that why you like Nicolas Cage so much?
Yeah.
Because
of National Treasure and how much I learned.
Yeah, because of National Treasure. And
how much is accurate. How many
facts are in that movie?
Yeah. I think I've learned more facts from Scandal than I have from Nicolas's career. So
he's going to be a jujitsu master. It's coming out.
Yeah. And I'll watch it. I'm just going to be I'll watch it. And it's, you know.
Nicolas Cage is the best bad actor.
He's the coolest train wreck to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got me. Hook, line, and sinker. So huge, huge not fan. So, yeah. Well, we're getting old.
We actually stayed on one topic.
We did.
Yeah.
For the whole time.
That's cool.
I think. Let's see what time it is.
It's been an hour and 10 minutes from when I started the recording.
All right.
So it probably took us 15 to 20 minutes to get actually started because of my dumb non-switching self.
No, you're fine.
There's like a little switch on here that you can.
We didn't even actually like cover the topic that we had for the show today at all, but we stayed on one topic.
Yeah. I wish the light would actually go off because it's like a little light on it. But it still stays on when you like here. I'm going to switch the audio off.
Oh, yeah. You can't tell. I think it's still off. I think you ruined it. Oh, there you go.
See, back on now it's back on, but the light just always stays on. That's dumb. They need to fix it.
Yeah, it's not smart.
Audio Technica.
I want multiple cameras, so I'm like using you know.
You just
want
to do the head swivel like
yes, I do. I
like
want
John Oliver or
another news. So but at some point.
I mean, technically, we could stop it. You could move the camera, and then you could look in
it over
here.
I could totally look.
And then, or you could just leave the camera in the same place and pretend you have other cameras and just look off into the...
because I've been, like, trying to not look here, see you. Just been, like, looking straight ahead. So, yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Back to you, Bob. So... Well, we could totally start our discussion, but the wife gave me the old, how long will you be before we started recording? So I think that means that she wants to watch Wentworth. So
what's Wentworth?
Dude, it's a great show. It's an Australian prison show, but it's not like reality. It's like Orange is the New Black, but Australia. It's way cooler. They say things like, would you like a cuppa? Which is like a cup of tea. So we've learned a ton.
Rise Up Lights?
Yep, Rise Up Lights, a lot of that. We've just learned a ton about all of that stuff. So you got sick on me. So
do they throw a shrimp on the Barbie?
They don't. They have yet to do that. But it is
they gone to
it's
Macca's
a
yet?
Cool show. No, I don't.
They don't talk about Macca's?
They might. I just
these are like the very few Australian terms that I actually know.
No, like we've learned a few that we're like so used to it that I just like Netflix has gotten into like Australian TV and I'm like hooked on pretty much all of it. They have the coolest accent in the world aside like Scottish.
They do have a pretty thick Scottish accents are crazy.
Yeah. Also, I was watching something.
What they're saying.
I was watching Patrick Stewart answer like questions or whatever, like Google questions people had about him. And he was talking about like where he was from. He's from like Yorkshire. Anyway, Yorkshire.
Yorkshire, England.
From England. Anyway, but he was like talking about, because we were asking about his accent, and he was like, well, it's from there, but I've actually had to train myself to like be coherent. And then he started talking about, I forget what he called it. It was some Yorkshire accent. He was like, it's actually a different dialect of like English. And so yeah, he was doing it. I had no idea what he's saying. Like, it was just random words that were like, I couldn't even understand him at all.
That's so he was really like, weird how different people's act. Like, London's not, I mean, or England's not that big.
No, it's not that big at all. People
from opposite sides of England speak completely different.
Yeah, that's, he was saying that like he had to like learn to not use that dialect because nobody got it. And it's like thick. And so,
of course, I guess if we go up north or out west, people won't be able to understand us either because we're rednecks. We're from the south.
That's true. Hang on one sec. Oh. I was trying to determine if I woke Evelyn up or if it's the baby that's under the room I'm in. It's fine. It'll be okay. Oh, no. I'm going to get in trouble. Hey, next time on Interrupting Podcast, we're going to talk about movies because we're not done yet. So we still have like, I think we can make it into one section.
This is your video game break.
Exactly. Go take a break. We'll be back with different clothes on because we're going to have a whole different show some other day. So hopefully not wearing the same thing.
So, purposely wear the same thing.
Yeah. We'll make it look like a two-parter. And I remember I was in the Vote for Spock shirt. And you were in the office shirt.
Regional manager.
So. Anyway, next time on the show, we'll actually do what we were supposed to do this time. So, something about having a mic makes me feel more confident.
You need one of those Bob Barker mics. That's like super long.
I looked into those because some of the youth kids, like we were doing something and they wanted me to like get one for a game show. I looked them up. They're outrageous.
I'm really sure. Expensive. Like, Bob Barker just like drove up the price.
It's like a little stick thing. So.
I mean, we could just put that microphone on a stick.
That's true.
Like, just duct tape it to a long stick.
I still have one from actually that was like broken from the chapel that was like a bendable one. So I could probably just use that.
Huh. Yeah, that would probably work.
Yep. So, well, all cool. Right. It was fun doing a show with you again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in the studio at some point and
hopefully.
Yep.
Yep.
All this stuff calms down. So. Yep. Too old for video games.
I definitely am.
And I'm not. But, I mean, honestly, I do feel like I'm kind of old. Like, one, I showered for the podcast. Two.
Great to know that.
Two, I started a puzzle of the solar system shortly before the podcast.
Did you also eat dinner at 4?
We eat dinner pretty early.
Play shuffleboard
now.
After that.
We're usually fed by 6. So, So
fed,
maybe
fed
I
by
just,
6, ready to watch your stories.
Ready to watch my stories around 7 and doze off around 9. So, it's been exciting over here. It's good times.
I think being stuck in the house a lot tends.
Yeah,
to
that's probably
feel like
helping.
That. Yeah. You feel like I've gained like 15 pounds just because like I can't really do much. I guess I can go run and stuff, but
yeah, but that's
my job
outside.
Is sitting down. Yeah. It's in the outside place.
I gained weight once I got into like full-time ministry. I gained weight cause I'm like, I sit more. And especially when youth group hasn't been meeting, I totally sit more now. And stuff, so I'm ready for like that to get going again so I can run around and maybe lose some weight.
I worked a really physical job and then I moved to working as a front-end developer, and it's just sitting and typing on a computer, and
yeah,
I love it, but at the same time it's like it doesn't really
you snack when you do that, like
especially when you're at home. Like if I was at the office I wouldn't have anything to snack on. So it would just keep me from snacking.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm not a snacker if I'm working on something. on my computer, if I'm like doing homework or whatever, like I'll end up, even if, you know, like I've had so much homework lately, if like Natalie brings me a plate of food up, like ends up getting cold, you know, I'll have like a bite or two because I just end up focusing on what I'm doing. So
if I'm working on, like actively working on like doing something, that can happen. I'll sit there and like be typing away, and then it'll be 2 hours later and my food's cold.
Yeah, it totally happens. Like I'll skip meals and stuff. So, but you still end up gaining weight. So
it's because we're getting old.
That's true. Wah, wah. Well, anyway,
ready to retire to my rocking chair.
That sounds great, actually. A comfortable rocking chair. Anyway,
this is fine. Everything's fine.
Everything is great. Actually, yeah, it looks like
that's what I've totally been in that room the whole time. Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Everything's fine. Just
it is fine.
Oh, wrong side. I gotta figure out how to work this thing because it's
you're the dog with the coffee.
My coffee cup.
So you hold it in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right. Well,
there. I'm holding the coffee. This is fine. Oh, everything's got it. Fine.
Because you're a thimble of coffee. That's right. Well, let's pray and we'll wrap it up. Lord, thank you for today, and thank you that even in these times we can still do this show, and even if we're distant. So we are definitely ready to like get back in the studio and you know, kind of be professional. I don't know. Anyway, but we're like totally ready to get back in the studio and get our business off the ground, really. And but we're also praying that we can be patient with that and do what's best for us and our families, keeping us safe and not ill. So we ask that you're with all of those that are suffering from the coronavirus today, and with our leaders as well, to make the best decisions for the public. And it's in your beautiful and precious and very holy Son's name that we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is good times. So, yeah. All right. Well, good day, sir.
Maybe we'll actually talk about what we're supposed to next time.
Maybe, but who knows?
Yeah.
We may be crotchety old men again next time and talk about other things the kids have ruined for us.
We'll put out a show 90 years from now. We're 120.
We should.
If
we live that long.
I mean, you never know.
We better. All right. Toodles.
Peace.